Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. At Home in the World: Stories and Essential Teachings from a Monk's Life by Thich Nhat Hanh presents an accessible entry into the Zen master's lifelong practice of mindfulness, compassion, and engaged spirituality. Framed through personal stories and practical reflections, the book invites readers to discover how inner stability can be cultivated amid ordinary pressures such as work, family conflict, loneliness, and constant change. Rather than positioning awakening as a distant ideal, Thich Nhat Hanh emphasizes simple, repeatable ways to return to the present moment and to relate skillfully to suffering, both our own and that of others. The narrative voice is gentle and grounded, blending biographical moments with teachings that can be applied immediately, whether one is new to meditation or already committed to a contemplative path. The overall message is that peace is not a luxury reserved for retreat settings. It is a trainable capacity that can be carried into daily life, allowing readers to feel truly at home wherever they are. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, mindfulness is a way of living, not an escape. A central theme is the shift from treating mindfulness as a technique to seeing it as a way of inhabiting each moment. The book emphasizes that practice does not require special conditions, long retreats, or an ideal mood. Instead, everyday activities become training grounds for awareness and calm. Readers are guided to reconnect with breathing, walking, and simple routines as anchors that stabilize the mind. This approach reframes spiritual growth as an embodied habit that is available in the midst of noise, deadlines, and uncertainty. The teaching highlights how small moments of attention can interrupt automatic reactions, creating space for wiser choices. Mindfulness is presented as a foundation that supports clarity and kindness, not as a tool for suppressing difficulty. When stress or grief appears, the practice is to recognize it, stay present with it, and avoid being swept away by it. In this way, mindfulness becomes a form of belonging, a home base that can be accessed anywhere. By returning to the present repeatedly, the reader learns to touch both peace and pain without being ruled by either, building confidence that stability is possible even when life is imperfect. Secondly, transforming suffering through compassionate attention. The book explores suffering as an unavoidable part of life and offers a perspective that neither dramatizes nor denies it. Rather than framing pain as failure, it is treated as a signal inviting careful attention and compassionate response. A recurring teaching is that turning toward difficulty with mindful presence can soften its intensity and prevent secondary suffering created by fear, blame, or avoidance. The emphasis is on meeting emotions as they arise, recognizing their impermanent nature, and caring for them like a trusted friend would. This compassionate stance is also extended to others, encouraging readers to see that harmful speech and actions often come from unrecognized pain. By understanding this, one can respond with firmness when needed without adding hatred or contempt. The practical outcome is a reduction in reactivity and a growth in emotional resilience. Compassion is not presented as sentimentality, but as a disciplined practice that includes boundaries, patience, and the willingness to listen deeply. The book suggests that when we learn to hold our own suffering with tenderness, we become more capable of supporting friends, family, and communities. This transforms daily relationships and makes peace a concrete practice rather than an abstract ideal. Thirdly, interbeing and the art of connectedness. A distinctive teaching associated with Thich Nhat Hanh is interbeing, the insight that nothing exists in isolation. The book brings this principle into lived experience by showing how awareness of connection changes the way we relate to ourselves, other people, and the natural world. When one sees that personal well-being depends on countless conditions such as ancestors, teachers, food, culture, and the earth itself, gratitude arises naturally, and the sense of separateness loosens. This perspective can reduce loneliness and soften rigid self-judgment because the self is understood as a continuation of many influences rather than a solitary project that must be perfected. Interbeing also has ethical consequences. If our lives are intertwined, then compassion and non-harming become realistic responses rather than moral obligations imposed from outside. The book encourages readers to practice looking deeply into ordinary things and noticing the web of causes and support behind them. This contemplative inquiry can turn routine moments into sources of wonder and responsibility. By grounding spiritual insight in connection, the teaching counters modern habits of isolation and consumer identity. The result is a steadier sense of belonging that is not dependent on status or achievement, but on an intimate relationship with life as it is. Fourthly, engaged practice in the middle of a troubled world. The book links inner practice with social responsibility, reflecting Thich Nhat Hanh's well-known emphasis on engaged Buddhism. The idea is that meditation and mindfulness are not private escapes from history, conflict, or injustice. Instead, inner stability strengthens the ability to respond to the world with clarity and non-violence. The teaching suggests that effective action begins with understanding and calm, because activism driven by anger often reproduces the very harm it seeks to end. By training attention and compassion, one learns to speak and act in ways that reduce suffering rather than intensify polarization. The book also presents community as essential, showing how shared practice supports individuals and helps translate insights into consistent behavior. Readers are invited to see that peace is built through daily choices, how we communicate, how we consume, and how we treat those who disagree with us. This is not framed as perfectionism, but as steady intention. The overall message is that a spiritual life can be fully involved with society while remaining grounded. Through mindful action, one can contribute to healing in families and communities without losing oneself in despair, burnout, or hostility, making engagement sustainable over time. Lastly, simple practices for returning home to yourself. Throughout the book, practical methods are presented in an approachable style, emphasizing simplicity and repetition over complex theory. The focus is on ways to return to the present moment and to build a reliable inner refuge. Practices commonly associated with Thich Nhat Hanh Hanh's teaching include mindful breathing, mindful walking, and gentle awareness during daily tasks such as eating, cleaning, or commuting. These are not positioned as productivity hacks, but as ways to restore dignity to lived experience. The teachings encourage pausing, noticing body sensations, and reconnecting with the rhythm of inhalation and exhalation. Over time, this helps the reader recognize early signs of tension and respond before stress becomes overwhelming. Another practical dimension is mindful communication, learning to listen with full presence and to speak in ways that protect relationships. By making practice portable, the book supports readers who feel they cannot spare hours for meditation. The implicit promise is that small moments, repeated consistently, can reshape the nervous system and rebuild trust in oneself. Returning home is described not as withdrawing from life, but as meeting life directly with steadiness. This builds confidence that peace is learnable and that ordinary days can become a meaningful path of training and renewal. In conclusion, this book is well suited for readers who want a gentle but substantial guide to mindfulness grounded in lived experience. It will benefit beginners who feel intimidated by formal meditation, as well as experienced practitioners who want to refresh their practice with simplicity, warmth, and ethical clarity. People navigating stress, grief, relationship conflict, or a sense of disconnection can use the teachings as a practical way to return to steadiness without forcing emotions away. The main life benefit is learning how to create an inner home, a stable place of awareness that makes it easier to respond rather than react. Over time, that shift can improve communication, reduce anxiety, and support healthier habits, because attention becomes less scattered and compassion becomes more available. Compared to many similar mindfulness books that focus mainly on performance, neuroscience summaries, or quick routines, this work stands out for its integration of story, spirituality, and everyday application. Because it offers both inspiration and concrete practices, it is worth buying as a book readers can return to repeatedly, using it as a steady companion for daily life rather than a one-time program. If you would like to support Thich Nhat Hanh, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.